Hey, everybody. Welcome to the Pub Trivia Experience. We are live on Facebook, and we've got a hell of a show for you here tonight. So, everyone's on quarantine. No one can leave their houses in Alabama or here in Florida, so we decided to get together on Facebook, but we're going to go ahead and play 90s music trivia. Tonight, we have got an epic show. It is going to be our pop culture trivia champion and music enthusiast, Mike Mott, taking on the team of Jeff Gore and Jennifer Schultz. Let's go ahead. Let's introduce everybody. Starting off here, you know him. You'll love him. The pride of Huntsville, Alabama, Mr. Mike Mott. Mike, how you doing?
Hey, everybody. I'm doing good. How are you doing?
Man, life is good. Life is good. Listen, I got some beer. I got my friends. I'm having a good time.
Yep. I went with scotch tonight. This is the Balvenie 12-year double wood, because sometimes one wood is not enough. You got to double it up. this is a very good scotch. I popped it open last week, and it's really nice and smooth. I'm not really good at describing scotches. I just know that I like them.
You are a scotch guy. I'm not a huge scotch guy, but you know who is a scotch guy? You'll meet him in a few minutes. That's Mr. Jeff Gore. But we're going to start off here by going just down the road here to Tampa, Florida. And for the second time on the show, we have got Miss Jennifer Schultz.
Hi. Tonight, I decided to be, decided to go with the classic, you know, be a little extra, you know, and go with the Rona. It's not as good without the lime.
Oh, man. Take my breath away.
Oh, goodness. That's 80s music, Chris. We're doing 90s tonight.
All right. And right down the road from me over in, what do we call it? Upper white trash, Palm Harbor, Florida.
Yeah.
We have got Mr. Jeff Gore. Jeff, how you doing?
I'm doing great now. I see other people besides my wife and kids, so it's a good night.
Oh, man. What are you drinking over there?
I believe I've cracked open the Lukens store pick of the Eagle Rare.
So good.
And it is so smooth.
It's so good.
Yeah.
That's a good bourbon.
It's so good. It's very, very, very smooth.
So Lucan's little local shop. So again, shop local. It's a tough time for everyone. And with that in mind, one of the bigger breweries in the area, but still a local business, I'll have you know, is Cigar City. And this is their Oatmeal Raisin Cookie Brown Ale.
Oh, wow.
I have never had this before. But.
Great beer.
Let's just give it a little taste. Holy, oh my God. It's like an oatmeal cookie.
Right?
Oh my Lord.
Right?
Oh damn, I just want to drink this and die.
You just come up, chew on it for a little bit.
Oh shit. All right, let's get into the actual game though. So tonight.
Hey, real quick. I forgot to mention this earlier when I was talking about my drink, but I'm drinking this out of these special shot glasses that I got for Christmas, and it's different quotes from different founding fathers.
Ooh.
on these glasses. You can't really see it, but and I thought this one was apropos. This is from the first Chief Justice of the Supreme Court, John Jay. It says, "Things will come right, and these states will be great and flourishing." I thought that was a nice, uplifting message.
Oh, yes. I will take it. Need a little uplifting in this really crappy time. My God, I'm tired of being inside. I'm telling you. I'm just tired of being inside. It's driving me crazy. And they canceled basketball. No March Madness. No spring training. No opening day. No WrestleMania. Nothing. Like, nothing. So I am going stir crazy here with every event that I wanted to go to being canceled. All right. Neither here nor there. We're here to play 90s music trivia. And we have got Mr. Mike Mott taking on the team of Jeff and Jen. So it is the M&M boy versus Johnson & Johnson. And here's how today's game is going to work. I've got 50 trivia questions on 90s music. This is the same game you may have heard Mike play solo last time, but this time it's going to be 2-on-1. If the team can answer the trivia question without needing any of the multiple choice, they will get 3 points. If they need the multiple choice, it's 2, and then they can always 50-50 it for 1 point. It is going to alternate between teams. If you get the question right, you get the points. You get the question wrong, nothing happens. We're going to start with our visiting team. It is going to be Jeff and Jen.
Ooh.
Are we ready?
Do our best.
It's all I can ask for. All right. Jeff and Jen, here's your question. Richard Ashcroft was the lead singer of what band?
Okay.
The Jennifer Freeze?
Maybe.
I mean, I feel the same way as her frozen picture, so.
I know, I genuinely was. I looked at it, I was like, I wasn't sure if she froze or if she was just like lost in thought.
No, she froze. She's saying it's lagging for us. I'm going to have her log back in.
Oh, lovely.
All right.
All right.
Well, we got the three of us here. We got some beer. How you guys doing?
Doing good. Especially since I know the answer and I don't think they do.
Ooh. Yeah, I mean, not sure how to handle that. I'm hoping she comes back and is like, oh yeah, I know that.
I'll bet you she knows it. I'll bet you she just froze.
The problem is, I feel like I know this name too.
You should.
I just can't.
It's not a household name. I mean,
I didn't know the answer to this question. I could have gone 50-50 and I still wouldn't know the answer to this question.
Really?
That says nothing. I know jack crap about music. I'm not a music guy. So.
And we're back.
Guess who's back? Back again. It's all right. She's back. All right. Jennifer, did you hear the question or did you want the question again?
Yeah, I did not hear it. I got completely cut off. I'm sorry, guys.
No, you're fine. Here is your question. Richard Ashcroft was the lead singer of what band? If you can answer it without anything, you get 3 points. But once you make a guess, you cannot go back and ask for another one. So you can go multiple choice for two or 50-50 for one. And you can opt to hear the old multiple choice before you go 50-50.
I was really hoping you'd come back and know the answer.
You hope for way too much, my friend.
Oh, boy. All right. Do you want to take the 50-50?
Do you want to hear the multiple choice first?
Oh, yes. Multiple choice.
Yes.
Go for it.
Multiple choice, please.
All right. Richard Ashcroft is the lead singer of which band? Is it the Goo Goo Dolls, Radiohead, The Verve, or Weezer?
Okay. Well, that made it way easier. It's The Verve. Because I know the lead singers of all the other ones.
I'm with him.
2 points. It is The Verve. Nicely done.
Yeah, that was the stupidest multiple choice ever.
Glad we did that.
Here's three bands you definitely know the lead singer of and The Verve.
Yeah, all right.
To be fair, the only lead singer there I know is Radiohead. So, all right, Mike, you're up. The 1998 song Teardrop was released by what band?
Doesn't ring any bells.
I take it it's not You're the Reason for the Teardrop in My Guitar. I'm pretty sure that's Taylor Swift.
And I'm pretty sure that's not 90s, just she was 4.
Do you want multiple choice?
I'll take the multiple choice. It's going to be 4 bands that I never even heard or listened to, I'm sure.
Okay, Mike, multiple choice. Is it Young Fathers, Portishead, Massive Attack, or Radiohead?
Well, I know it's not Radiohead. I never listened to the other three. So I'll take the 50-50 on the off chance one is Radiohead.
50-50, Mike. Is it Portishead or Massive Attack?
I was leaning toward Portishead, so I'll go with Portishead.
No points. It was Massive Attack. Jeff and Jen have a 2-point lead early on. Let's keep going. Here we go, JJ. Adamski joined which singer to record the 90s song Killer? And that's Adamski. And if I'm mispronouncing that, Mike, please let me know. We have a Jennifer Schultz fan club in the comments section, if you guys can't tell.
Really? Oh, hi. Hi, guys. Love you.
Okay. So it was Adamski?
Adamski. Adamski, Adamski, all one word, joined which singer to record the 90s song Killer?
I have no idea.
I imagine we just go to the multiple choice.
Multiple choice, please.
Your multiple choice. Is it Michael Bolton, Erica Parker, Seal, or Mylene Farmer?
I only know 2 of those people.
Michael Bolton?
Yeah. I'm afraid that the people I know are going to be in the 50-50, so.
Yeah.
You want the 50-50?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think we do.
Is it Erica Parker or Seal?
I want to say Seal only because he's the only one I know and he's really awesome.
I wanted to go Seal because I feel like he does that feature part on a lot of songs.
Yeah, that's true. Let's go with Seal.
And Seal is a correct answer for 1 point. Nicely done. Let's see if Mike can get on the board.
Well, he'll just nail a three out of nowhere, so.
And he might. Mike, in the 90s, Britney Spears dated which member of NSYNC?
Oh. Really?
Seriously? Cheating.
50-50.
You said in the 90s, Britney Spears, and I went, shit. And then you said the rest of it, and I went, oh, thank God. Justin Timberlake. I didn't actually think they started dating in the 90s.
That is correct. It is JT.
Beaver Cleaver. I'll take it.
Justin Timberlake. All right. Jeff and Marissa. What was the name of the Backstreet Boys 1999
album? You just called me Marissa.
Album?
Yeah, he just called you Marissa. Yeah.
Ooh.
In fairness, everybody in the chat is talking about and to Marissa.
Yeah, yeah.
All right. Jeff and Jen, what was the name of the Backstreet Boys 1999 album?
I was an NSYNC girl. That's not fair.
You say 1999?
1999.
I'm watching. I'm sorry. I'm watching Mike. I'm kind of captivated right now.
He's got some great moves.
Sorry.
It wasn't Backstreet's Back, is it?
I don't know. 99, senior year in high school, I was in sync. I hated Backstreet Boys. Let's do the multiple choice at this point.
Yeah.
Because at least I can kind of remember, maybe.
All right. Your multiple choice. Was it Millennium, Backstreet Boys, Black and Blue, or Backstreet's Back?
I feel like it would have been Millennium if it was 99 going into 2000, Millennium.
Yeah.
Or did they have an album drop in 2000? I have no idea.
I remember with that.
Yeah. Okay. Let's go with Millennium.
And Millennium is the correct answer for 2 points. Nicely done. Mike, Logic. We are over to you.
Oh, we didn't go Willennium.
Oh, God.
Oh, God. No. No.
That was Will Smith, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Oh, God. Okay. Mike.
Chris.
The music video for Weezer's song Buddy Holly references what TV sitcom?
That would be Happy Days.
And that is definitely Happy Days. 3 points for Mr. Mike Mott. Jeff and Jen. Which band released the singles Country Horse and Song 2?
Oh.
Come on, Jeff.
Hold on.
Get there faster.
Hold on. Is it Blur? Is Blur the right answer? Why is that coming to mind?
I have no idea.
I think that's the right answer.
Okay.
but do I go multiple choice?
Do you want to go multiple choices to make sure that it's in one of the choices?
Yeah.
All right.
I was just going to throw it in there.
All right, your multiple choice. Is it Oasis, Radiohead, Pulp, or Blur?
Okay, yeah. Blur.
It is Blur. Nicely done.
Woohoo!
They did reference Mary Tyler Moore. They did not reference the Mary Tyler Moore Show or Dick Van Dyke, just so you know, Jeremy. Okay.
That's speaking about the Weezer song.
Back to the Weezer song, not Blur. That'd be weird.
Yeah.
Yes.
Mike. Oh, my God. I can't believe I'm going to ask Mike Ma a question about Britney Spears. It's not with an answer that's not Justin Timberlake. Britney Spears wore frosted blue eyeshadow in the music video for what song?
Oh, fuck's sake.
And I sit back and relax.
I feel so much better about these 90s trivia questions now.
I actually know this question.
Of course you do.
Britney Spears was barely 90. I mean, come on. I believe it's
If you know the answer, there's no good way of this coming out well for you. It's just not going to happen.
Hey, well,
just fold.
Just fold. Just quit. Go home.
I did have gay roommates in college. Like, I need the multiple choice.
Your multiple choice. Is it Crazy, Sometimes, Baby One More Time, or Born to Make You Happy?
All right, just give me the 50-50. I think I know it, but give me the 50-50.
You're 50-50. Is it Sometimes or Born to Make You Happy?
Glad I didn't get and guess, because I clearly didn't know. All right. So, my choices are between the song I've never heard and the other song I've never heard. I guess I'm going to say Sometimes.
And that is not correct. It's actually from Born to Make You Happy.
I don't think I've actually ever heard either of those songs, genuinely.
I'm assuming they're both off her first album.
They would have to be. That was the only album that came out in the 90s.
That's true. Jennifer, can you confirm?
No.
Okay.
I was a senior in high school, so I remember. I was the same age as Britney Spears, so.
Well, that means you still aren't the same age.
Was? I mean, you still are.
But I was, too.
That doesn't change.
That's true. Yeah. He was, he still is, and he will be in the future.
Oh.
They've both had the same haircut now, too.
That's true.
I'm just saying, the fact that I watched the Baby One More Time video on repeat was actually completely acceptable, even though she was 17, because I was also 17.
I was 15. It was great. All right.
That's a questionable action.
Shh.
No one's on repeat? That.
No. Totally normal.
It was mostly in seventh period geoscience class.
Now it's questionable.
Okay.
Oh, God.
Jeez. All right, Jeff and Jen. The music festival Lollapalooza was created in what year? That was a confident grunt, if you can't tell.
Lollapalooza. That's the Chicago one, right? Can I clarify that?
You can. I have the information that's on this card, and that's it.
Dang it.
I want to say it was like early to mid-90s, but that's pretty much all I remember.
Yeah.
That's two-thirds of the decade.
I was a kid, so.
Stop making the rest of us feel old, you jerk.
I can't help it. I wanted to say like 93 or 94.
Let's do multiple. They're going to give us 4 years out of, but whatever.
But hey, who knows?
Multiple choice?
Let's try it.
Yeah. All right. Your years are 1991, 1995, 1997, or 1993.
I want to say 93 or 95.
I felt like it was earlier, so I think a 93 would be good.
All right, let's go with 93.
And that is incorrect. Mike, do you have a guess for no points?
I actually thought it was 92, but if it's not 92, I'm pretty sure it was 91.
It was 1991.
91.
Wow,
I was three.
You were three. I was eight.
None of us were going to Lollapalooza, so.
I was nine.
No. All right, Mike.
I was 10.
Here's your question. Ash released a 1996 single named after which James Bond film?
Gosh. I've heard of Ash, but I don't really know much about him.
Good to know it's a guy. Didn't know that. All right, that beer's done. On to crappy beer. This is called Yuengling Flight. It is not good.
Yuengling Flight?
It is their version of Mick Ultra.
I believe it was meant to be read Yuengling F Light. Yeah. That's how they felt about it.
There's
probably. Oh, let's see. I don't think it was Dr. No. I don't think it was From Rush With Love. I don't think it was Goldfinger. I don't think it was Thunderball. I don't think it was Diamonds Are Forever. Okay, I'm not going to go through all the Bond movies.
You want multiple choice? Yeah.
Mike,
stop me if this sounds familiar, but was it Dr. No, From Rush With Love, Goldfinger, or Thunderball?
That's actually pretty funny.
That's painful.
Shit. I just, those are the first four Bond films. I guess I'll take the 50-50. I mean.
All right, Mike. Was it From Russia With Love or Goldfinger?
I'm going to say From Russia With Love.
Oh, no. It is Goldfinger.
I didn't think there would have been both a song and a band called Goldfinger in the 90s, but.
You'd be wrong.
After five questions, your scores. Jeff and Marissa have a 7-6 lead, but I will point out.
Still not Marissa.
You should probably I'm not Marissa.
Still not Marissa.
I feel so loved right now. I feel it. It's all right here.
You can fucking see her.
Yeah, there's really no.
It'd be one thing if this was just audio, but you can literally see her.
Ass. How long have you known me, you jerk?
Well, we know she's never coming back. Way to go, Chris.
Yep.
She'll be back. She wants to recast Labyrinth.
Ooh.
True.
All right.
Okay, that one I'm in.
I have to go watch it again. I haven't seen that movie in 20 years.
You're wrong.
Okay. And Jeff and Marissa are losing 3 points. Jeff and Jennifer, though.
Marissa again?
Jeff and Jennifer, though, still have 7.
Jesus fuck!
He can't help himself.
Jeff and Jennifer have 7. Mike Mott has 6. And I will tell you that Mike Mott has 6 points, but has only gotten 2 questions right. Jeff and Jennifer have gotten 4 questions right and have 7. Here we go. Jennifer and Jeff. What rapper released the song My Name Is in 1999?
Eminem. Slim
That's
Shady, technically.
3 points. Nicely done. Mike. Jay-Z's Hard Knock Life ghetto anthem samples a song from what musical?
That'd be Annie.
And he's got 3 points on the board. That one's simple.
I was literally just about to say that Eminem question was probably the only rap question that I could get, and then you asked me that one.
More of a Broadway one than rap.
Yeah, fair.
All right.
Fair.
Oh, I love this song. Okay. Jeff and Jennifer, what rapper released the song It Was a Good Day in 1993?
Ice Cube.
It's definitely Ice Cube. Yeah. It's a great song.
It's so good. And now we know the lyrics from it because nobody knew them.
Right? That was sad. We had 4 people sitting at the table and none of you knew the lyrics to It Was a Good Day. And it was the opening freaking line. All right.
Yeah.
Neither here nor there.
It was rough.
Mike, what band released the song Flagpole Sitter in 1998?
That would be Harvey Danger.
It would definitely be Harvey Danger.
Nice one.
It's a great song.
And that was like the best time of music, the late 90s, early 2000s.
Exactly. Except for Britney Spears, which we've had 2 questions about.
Hey, I am not mad that she was a thing. And I'm pretty sure your 7th period teacher
is mad.
Kind of knew that you weren't mad about it either.
Yeah, true.
It's fair.
I'm sorry, Brittany.
True.
All right.
Leave Brittany alone! I'm sorry.
It had to happen at some point.
Damn it!
I'm sorry.
Okay. Jeff and Jennifer, what band released the album Punk in Drublic in 1994? Mike, you know this, don't you?
Oh, my God. No, it's right there. It's like right on the tip.
Do you want the multiple choice?
Yeah.
Your multiple choice. A reminder, your question is, what band released the album Punk in Drublic in 1994? Bad Religion, Rancid, NoFX, or Pennywise?
I'm pretty sure it's NoFX.
Yeah.
I don't think it was the others.
I feel like I'm losing all my street cred right now.
It didn't have any to begin with.
Yeah, that's the beauty of the
That's true.
Says the whitest person on this podcast.
Who probably grew up in the worst neighborhood, so there you go.
That's true. Are we going NoFX?
Oh, I think so. I am. Are you going?
Yeah.
2 points for you guys. Nicely done. And can I say, I saw Pennywise at a show a couple years back. They still put on a hell of a show.
Huh. Nice.
All right. Mike, the band Nirvana is from what U.S. state?
Fuck's sake. Washington. That
is
Washington.
Correct.
That's ridiculous.
Jeff and Jennifer.
That is ridiculous. If I end up winning by 3 points, maybe we'll call it a tie.
So we're going to be happy that Mike Mott didn't get this question because I know for a fact he knows it. I'm pretty sure it's tattooed on his ass.
Oh, my.
What was the name of the Spice Girls' debut album? And I've got multiple choices.
I wasn't
choice
thinking the Spice
want.
Girls. Yeah, I think I'm going to need multiple choices. What about you, Jeff?
I'm trying to recall.
This was Jeff's 4th period class.
You were like 3.
No, they were late 90s.
You were like 3 in the late 90s when I was in high school? No.
That was 91. That was Lollapalooza. So I think it was Spice World.
That was the movie. Sure. I thought they had a movie called Spice World. Didn't they do like a movie or something?
Yes.
If you want to be my lover, you got to get with my
friend. I do
want
to be your lover.
Whoa.
Oh, don't act surprised.
Yeah, I'm not.
But we can go with the multiple choice.
All right.
Your multiple choice options are Forever, Spice World, 1 Hour of Girl Power, or Spice. And whenever I hear the word Spice, I can't help but think of Tim Curry yelling it when he's trying to say Space. Spice!
Maybe it was just Spice.
I think a Dune.
Oh, yeah. But Dune, you're right. Hmm. Denis Villeneuve is doing that movie. I cannot wait.
I don't know, Jeff.
I think my best guess is Spice. I think that was their first one.
All right, let's go with Spice. I'm trusting you, man.
That's scary.
I know.
But we can go with it.
It's a little posture. Right. It's a good thing you weren't babies. It is Spice. And I am almost out of Spice Girl puns because...
You only had one?
What happened?
No, there's two more, but just, you know, I can't work
y'all,
ginger.
Y'all were supposed to go to Spice World, and then I could have done a happy dance.
You want to show him that tattoo now, Mike?
Prove it.
All right. No. Michael, here is your question. What singer starred in and sang the theme song for the film The Bodyguard?
Seriously?
I don't
How
write
come
the
he's
questions?
Getting the easy ones?
Whitney Houston.
Duh. Three Good points jerk. For Mike. All right. I'm on to another drink here. Sam Adams Boston Lager. Always a classic.
Jesus.
Yeah?
Yeah. All
was
wrong
like,
with
that.
Was
like three I questions and you were done with that one.
Yeah? Who are you, my mother?
He's done with us right now. He's
I
over
need
us.
Refill, so.
Here we go. Jeff and Jennifer. Cordozer Calvin Brutish Jr. is more commonly known as who? His first name is Cordozer. That would be C-O-R-D-O-Z-A-R. Calvin is his middle name. Brodus, B-R-O-A-D-U-S, Jr.
Oh. It would help if you
I
said
have
it
no
right.
Idea.
It's not Brodus, it's Broadus.
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 Like one of my best friends growing up, Mike Broadus, who was cousins with Snoop. This is Snoop Dogg.
Nicely done. It is Snoop Dogg. I'm sorry. I just shut up. Next time, someone else can host this next time, and I'll just, you know, sit in the corner and drink and cry. Mike, what singer released the song Criminal in 1995?
That would be Fiona Apple.
What?
That would be Fiona Apple. Mike is either hit his sweet spot or is getting the easiest questions in the world. Because in round two, he picked up 15 points. And as he's a one-point lead, it is 21-20. Mike over Jeff and Jennifer?
Wow.
This is not going well.
You're an ass.
Yet you guys keep coming on the show.
Literally, you can see her and her name is on the screen. I'm not sure what else I can do for you.
It's right there. You jerk.
It's right there, guys. It's right there.
It's right there.
All right. Jeff and Jennifer, what band released the song Undone, the sweater song, in 1994?
That's Weezer.
It's definitely Weezer. Nicely done.
Don't shake your head, Mike, like you haven't been getting softballs.
I've seen Mike hit softballs. I've seen Jeff hit softballs.
Oh.
That's a comparison we don't need. All right. Mike. Ah.
Note that go. I'm not hitting any softballs.
No. Thank you, Jeff.
I just want to be here. Just want to be here for you.
I'm just here so I don't get fined.
That's yeah. right.
Michael, what was the first single released from Moby's 1999 album, Play?
Oh, shit. All right. I'm pretty sure I know it, but I'm not 100%. Fuck it. No Guts, No Glory. I believe it was Porcelain.
Porcelain is incorrect.
Ah, damn.
Just so you know, your multiple choice would have made this easier on you because Porcelain is not on there. It would have been Honey, Body Rock, Natural Blues, or Run On.
Ah, it was Natural Blues. Fuck.
Nope. 50-50 would have helped you then, because 50-50 was Honey and Run On. Is it Honey or Run On, Mike?
Probably Honey then.
Hey, you would have gotten a point.
Would have.
I don't know Moby, but I knew that I thought that was the song, but I could be whatever.
So I'll remind the three of you to keep an eye on the chat. You may get some help from some of our listeners online.
How do I close
I can't even
it?
See anybody right now.
Oh, then never mind. Here we go. Jeff and Jennifer, What band released the song Bittersweet Symphony in 1997?
Oh my God, what's the name of the band? It's,
is, oh, we just talked about them. It's the Verve.
Yeah. I'm like, it's right there. I'm listening to the song in my head now. It's the Verve.
It is the Verve. Nicely done. Mike, you got to reclaim your name here, man. Puff Daddy's.
Oof.
Wrong decade. Puff Daddy's I'll Be Missing You was released as a tribute to who?
Biggie.
The Notorious B.I.G. is 100% correct. Nicely done. Let's keep on rolling. Jeff and Jennifer. See, I'm making a point now. I'm making sure I get it right. Jeff and Jennifer, keep growling at me. Let's see how that goes. Who featured the Queen and David Bowie song Under Pressure in their 1990 hit?
You mean the dun 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 dun? Well, that was the 80s, but still. Wait. Repeat the question.
Who featured the Queen and David Bowie song Under Pressure in their 1990 hit?
Is it not Ice Ice Baby?
No, that's Ice Ice Baby was in the 80s, like the late 80s, I thought, because that's when Vanilla Ice was big, because I was still in Wisconsin, and I moved, well, it might have been 90, because I didn't move here until 91. No, yeah, that makes sense. It would be Ice Ice Baby. It would be Vanilla Ice.
Are we locking in Vanilla Ice?
I think so. I mean, it seems too easy.
It seems logical.
All right, and the correct answer
although
is...
Although he claims no. Okay.
I'm sorry, I already gave it away. The correct answer is Vanilla Ice.
This is so obviously Vanilla Ice. Come on.
It's Vanilla Ice. Mike, if you guys can't tell, we have like a freaking heavy hitter game going on right now. They are just hitting questions left and right without needing multiple choice for the past round and a half. So this is impressive.
Is it?
This part, no, because this is my favorite band of all time. Which band had hits in the 90s with Pretty Fly for a White Guy and Why Don't You Get a Job?
You're going to ask me an offspring question. You're going to put those two songs as their hits?
To be fair, he didn't write the question.
True. No, you're right. Yeah. Anyway. The offspring.
Thanks, Marissa.
Fuck you.
Oh, man.
Damn.
Falling off the rails.
All right. Jeff and Jennifer.
I'm so worried.
I'm sweating.
What was the name of Third Eye Blind's first hit single? Their first hit single. I can honestly say I've only heard of two of their songs, so.
I mean, I went to one of their concerts, but I don't remember what their first single was. I don't remember what any of their singles were.
I don't think I saw them until they were doing, like, post-baseball game concerts.
I saw them at a little shit club in Ybor.
Oh. I saw them open for the Goo Goo Dolls.
Ooh, nice.
You saw the Goo Goo Dolls.
So.
Explains so much.
What's wrong with that? I've seen them twice.
Huh?
Wow.
You know, they were a punk band in the 90s before they went soft.
Yeah, I was about to say, that's kind of soft. They're a little soft.
Oh, I'm totally
Iris. Iris was a little soft.
Oh, I will cry to Iris anytime. Thank you.
Hey, you do you, man. You do you.
So, hold on. If I recall the 90s, I recall Semi-Charmed Kind of Life, and I'm pretty sure that was the only song I remember of theirs. From that time.
Yeah. Can we call a lifeline?
You can ask for multiple choice.
I'm going to ask for multiple choice. Jeff, can we ask for multiple choice?
Yeah.
Okay, because I can't see you. I can't read your face.
Oh, no?
I can't see anybody right now.
Oh, that's so disappointing. We have such beautiful faces.
I know. I miss you guys.
I don't.
I can see us, and yeah, you're better off. Your multiple choice options... Is it Never Let Go, Jumper, Semi-Charmed Kind of Life, or How's It Gonna Be?
Semi-Charmed Kind of Life. Although, how's it gonna be? I say semi-Trump kind of like, because that was the biggest.
I wish we hadn't done that, because those are all good now. Yeah. No, we'll stick with that.
Yeah.
Semi-Trump kind of life. We'll net you 2 points. Nicely done.
No.
Thank
the song. No. The song Semi-Charmed Life, not Semi-Charmed Kind of Life. 0 points.
Oh, no. Technically, they get all the points because I misread the question. I misread the answer. Oh, it's Semi-Charmed Life.
Fair enough. I was hoping they wouldn't go multiple choice because then I was like, I could argue that. But okay.
Listen, Mike, I want something else to get me through this, okay? The Semi-Charmed Kind of Life.
Do. No, honestly, I actually love Third Eye Blind. Like, they were a legitimately good band. I think they're underrated.
They're underrated.
My high school friend was, like, obsessed. So, yeah, I get it.
All right, Mike, is Abby still watching nothing but Disney Plus?
Yes. Occasionally Daniel Tiger's Neighborhood. But overall, yes.
Good to know, because your question is, A Whole New World from the 90s came from what film?
Seriously?
So,
wow.
Actually, story time. So we tried to introduce Abby to Aladdin about a week ago, and she was watching it, and she's like really enthralled right up until the genie shows up, and then she goes, I want to watch something else.
What?
Oh, he's the best part.
Hold on. Is it possible you were watching the live action version where Will Smith is the genie?
It is not possible at all. But yeah. You know, go figure.
Oh well.
I'm sorry. I can't get over that movie just because when they're on the magic carpet and Jasmine goes to shut her eyes and Aladdin goes, "Don't you dare close your eyes." I'm like, "Wow, that was freaking direct as hell."
Yeah,
it's for her safety. I mean, I get it.
You know, precautions.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, Mike, that is correct for 3 points. Nicely done.
Of course it is.
All right. Jeff and Jennifer, I have not called you Marissa in like 6 rounds.
It's been at least five minutes. Like,
about to what? 6 minutes? Yeah. 6 minutes?
6 rounds. Six.
Mm-hmm.
Which act won the 1997 Eurovision Song Contest with "Love Shine a Light"?
Seriously, why can't we get the easy hitters over there that you're lobbing to Mike? What happened to that?
I'm sorry. Do you want to go back to some of your questions? Vanilla Ice.
I'm pretty sure that was too easy.
You've got two questions about the same band. Like,
it's true.
What Disney band? Disney. I'm wearing a Stitch shirt.
Yeah, I would do Disney. I would do Disney trivia all day.
Do you want multiple choice?
Yeah, I have no clue.
Your question again was, which act won the 1997 Eurovision Song Contest with "Love Shine a Light"? Was it Mrs. Einstein, Mark Roberts, Hera and Andrea's Constantinu? Oh my God. Constantinou. Not a good word to be reading 4 beers in. Or is it Katrina and the Waves?
I've heard of that one.
I haven't heard of any of these people.
I have heard of Katrina and the Waves, but I don't know why.
Jeff, I can tell you why if you want.
Could you?
It's because you like walking on sunshine. Whoa. Oh.
Yeah, I don't know if any of those other ones had hits here, did they?
No, but these are the Eurovision Awards. Why am I giving you hints?
Good teamwork. Point. Teamwork.
So I mean, I'm going to end up guessing that regardless. I mean, do you want to do 50-50? Just make sure it's there.
Yeah, we can do that.
Okay, thank God, because I'm not going to pronounce the other name. Is it Mark Roberts or is it Katrina and the Waves?
Let's just do Katrina and the Waves.
1 point, nicely done. Imagine if you had gone with 2 points. Mike, this is the last question in this round. The step song Tragedy was originally a hit for what band?
The what?
The Steps is the name of the group. Their song Tragedy was originally a hit for what band?
Yeah, multiple choice. Never heard of the band, never heard of the song.
Your multiple choice, was it ABBA, Fleetwood Mac, Boney M, or the Bee Gees? And I'm assuming it's Boney M. It's B-O-N-E-Y.
I know the other three. I don't know that one. So, which means it's probably the answer, but I'll take the 50-50.
Is it ABBA or the Bee Gees?
I don't know. I'm going to say ABBA.
0 points. It was the Bee Gees.
Ooh.
Does that mean I'm not staying alive?
I don't know. Are we getting a score update?
Yeah, we're working on the score update. Old and slow. Hold on. Oh, by the way, you're counting on me to do math. Just keep that in mind.
Good point.
I think you guys are up by two.
It is 32-30 with Jeff and Jennifer in the lead. I almost said it there, too. I almost did.
Ass.
Why am
in Chris's defense, like Jeff and Marissa, like it's a common thing on this show.
Jeff and Jennifer. Yes. What member of the Backstreet Boys had lizard-like makeup for the music video Everybody?
Why couldn't I have a Backstreet Boy girl as my teammate?
Dude, don't they all look like lizards?
I am so fucking happy that I do not have to answer this question. I just want to tell you that.
This is payback.
I literally stopped being friends with a buddy of mine in high school because I found a Backstreet Boys CD in his CD sleeve.
Wow.
That's kind of a dick move.
It could have been his girlfriend's.
I'm being completely insincere. Just like John Hopper in The Blues Traveler hit Hook.
We're done.
I only remember one dude's name from Backstreet Boys.
Don't lie. You can recite them at the back. You know their ages and their shoe sizes. Admit it.
I know where they live.
I'm going to have to go with...
Three of them are in your trunk, aren't they?
We're going to have to do...
Multiple choice?
Yeah, let's go multiple choice.
Is Nick Lachey, is that 98 Degrees or is that Backstreet Boys?
Nick Lachey was 98 Degrees.
Whatever the hell his name, that's the only one I know. I'm sorry.
For a fact that Jeff has seen him live.
I have. We were there together.
Yes, we were.
I'm going with Kevin Richardson.
Cool. You seem very confident all of a sudden.
I can see Jeff doing the calculations in his head like, should I trust this girl or not?
Don't trust me. Trust Adrian.
Yeah, to be fair, we said the people in the comments could weigh in. So yeah. It's up to you if you want to go with that.
That sounds right. Is he the weird skinny one?
It's a boy band. They're all weird and skinny.
No, some are weird and sexy. Okay.
Fair.
I'm gonna trust Adrian on this one.
Let's go with Kevin.
3 points. Nicely done.
Yeah.
The other Backstreet Boys, by the way, are AJ McLean, Howie Duroux, Brian Littrell, and Nick Carter.
Oh, that's what I was thinking of, the Nick one.
He looks kind of slimy.
Before he beat up Paris Hilton.
Ooh.
Yeah.
He's a piece of crap.
It's like the one name that I recognized off that list.
He is a piece of crap. Okay. I'm going to get hate mail now. Like, people are going to hate tweet me. All right.
I'm going to hate tweet you.
You already do. Stop it.
All right, chat people. Anything that doesn't involve an analog instrument, help me out.
They don't like you.
Okay.
You probably know how good he is.
Well, Mike, what was the name of Ricky Martin's 1999 hit song?
Okay.
Oh, no.
No, here's the thing.
Do instead of it.
They were both of Ricky Martin had two hit songs. They were both off the same album, I believe. But I believe that She Bangs didn't come out until after the turn of the century. So I'm going to go with Leavin' La Vida Loca.
You are very in tune with Ricky Martin.
Again, I had two gay roommates in college.
Yeah, you keep telling yourself that.
He pushed and pulled his answer there right out of his ass. Nicely done, Mike. It is Living La Vida Loca. Oh, and this heavyweight fight continues. Jeff and Jennifer. Blink 182 song Damn It featured in what film?
It's a Ricky Martin song. They get a Blink 182 song. I literally own their entire discography.
Do you know the answer to the question?
Yes.
Yeah, it's one of Leah's favorite movies.
Oh, is it?
Yeah. She's not in the chat, though. She has a baby in her arms.
I don't want to say what I'm thinking because I feel I would give it away, but
Yeah. See, I don't really remember movies from the 90s unless it had to do with David Bowie. I don't know. What?
Do you want to go to multiple choice?
That's multiple choice. Yeah.
Your multiple choice. Blink 182 song "Damn It" featured in which of the following movies? Was it Trojan War, American Pie, Clueless, or Can't Hardly Wait?
Oh no! I want to say it's either American Pie or Can't Hardly Wait. Only because they seem more the type to have Blink 182 songs.
That's a cool name.
I chose two. There were two movies there. You can't.
Do you want to go 50-50?
That's how it works.
You're gonna choose those two now. Yeah, let's go 50-50.
All right, the question again. The Blink 182 song "Damn It" featured in which of the following movies? Was it in Trojan War or Can't Hardly Wait?
I want to say Can't Hardly Wait only because Seth Green is pretty cool.
Sure, I don't know.
Yeah, no, it's going to be Can't Hardly Wait. Out of those two, it's going to be Can't Hardly Wait.
Final answer?
It's mine. I don't know about that.
What's hers is mine.
Yeah.
No, that's Marissa. That's Marissa.
Wait, I'm not song. Playing with Marissa?
No, you're not playing with Marissa.
God damn it!
I thought for sure I was. You kept...
Well, she's swearing like Marissa, so you can tell how we get confused.
That's true. We certainly fit that mold.
And Can't Hardly Wait is 100% correct. Nicely done.
So I just want to say, for the record, I would have gotten that incorrect.
Ooh.
Because I was thinking of the wrong song. I was thinking of the movie American Pie, which Blink 182 was actually in. Mm. But it wasn't Damn It. It was Mutt. It was the song that was playing during the scene where he's rushing home to catch her on the webcam.
Oh, that movie is really messed up if you think about it in like today's modern culture.
Oh, it's totally fucking messed up. Absolutely.
I can't believe they can even sell it still.
But what's interesting really is actually at the time it was perceived as woke because the women were completely like on the same level for the most part as the guy.
That's true.
Like the women were had an equal amount of sexual agency and blah, 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 blah. At the time, it was very, like, forward-ish.
How did we go back in time since then? Neither here nor there.
Oh, that's a whole big conversation there, buddy.
Oh, man. Yeah, this is not a conversation for four beers in. Mike, here's your question. Fran Healy is the lead singer of what band?
Fuck! I know that I know that name. Oh, shit.
There's our explicit.
I'm going to know as soon as you give me the multiple choice, I hope. Go for it.
Your multiple choice, Coldplay, Travis, Keen, or Stereophonics?
Ah, shit. I got to take the 50-50.
Is it Travis or Keen?
Those are the two I had it narrowed down to. Thanks a lot, Dick.
Well, to be fair, you know it's not Coldplay.
I know it's not Coldplay. I'm going to say Keen.
Oh, should have gone with Travis.
Ah, fuck.
Oh, man. I think you're 0-3 now on 50-50s, which is just not... It's really hard to do.
Why does it always rain on me?
Are you happy with yourself?
You shouldn't be.
Actually, yes.
Okay. Jeff and Jennifer, what band released the album Let's Go in 1994?
1994...
I was 6, so let me make sure I remember correctly.
I was 12.
Hey, I was half.
I think I'm going to have to go with multiple choice.
Your multiple choice options, is it Rancid, Operation Ivy, Transplants, or NoFX?
Okay. Read the question again.
What band released the album Let's Go in 1994?
Can you repeat the multiple choice questions?
Rancid, Operation Ivy, Transplants, or NoFX? I'm
trying to think of how much black and spiky stuff I wore when I was 6, and I don't remember much of it.
Yeah, I didn't really do that until high school. Mm. We may have the 50-50 this one. I feel like it's going to be 50-50 with the only two that I really would guess, so go for it.
You're 50-50. Is it Rancid or NoFX?
I knew it was going to be those two. God damn it.
Well, NoFX was an answer earlier.
Don't blame the questions.
I blame you.
That's fair. That's totally my fault.
Let's go. don't know. It kind of sounds like it would be more no effects than it would be rancid. Let's go no effects. I don't know. I'm losing. I have no street cred to lose, but I'm losing it anyways.
I need more Scott questions.
I need an answer.
I just said it. We went with no effects.
And the correct answer is rancid.
God damn it.
Nah. And my buddy Greg Cashmanian had a very good point. Rancid, Op Ivy, and the Transplants are like 90% the same band.
100% not known to me.
You young people. Mike.
Yep.
The majority of the 90s hit song The Macarena is sung in what language?
Seriously? Are you flipping kidding me?
All right.
Oh, come on.
Really?
Time out. Only the cool, well, at least not necessarily the original version, but in the version that became a hit, only the chorus is in Spanish. I guess I think they're looking for Spanish, so I'm going to say Spanish. But
they're looking for Spanish. Nicely done. Yeah.
That was really long and drawn out.
Fucking Macarena. What do they think I'm going to say? Dutch?
Macarena.
It was in German.
Ooh, look at that. He brought the bottle with him. That was smart.
That was a really good idea, Mike. It's all the way in the other room.
I didn't only bring the bottle with me. I brought my water with me to.
Oh, brilliant.
It's all the way over there. I just want my bourbon, and it's all the way over there. Okay.
Bonus point. What is the name of the band who sings it? Ooh.
That I don't know.
What's the question?
Bonus point. What is the name of the band who sings Macarena?
Oh, shit.
I don't think that's it.
That's incorrect, sir.
She's sassy just like me.
It's not Los Lobos. Ah, shit.
Los Cabos.
It's De La something, I think.
De La Soul?
It's not De La Soul, but it's De La something, I think. I'm not going to finish it. Los Del Rio, yeah. That's right.
Jeff and Jennifer, here is your question. What rapper's last single was I Ain't Mad At Ya? Sorry, real quick, a score update. Greg is currently in third place with 1 point.
Yeah.
Go, Greg. I don't know that one.
I wish we had a year.
I mean, it's their last single, so apparently they ended in the 90s.
Oh, last single. I think I know what you're doing here. The last, as in they were no longer alive.
Or that they just stopped making music.
They also stopped making music because they were dead.
They were dead? Do you know the answer? Is that why you're saying this?
It's got to be Tupac.
Aww.
I recall.
Yeah, Tupac never did shit after he died.
Yes, he did. Just under a different name because he's still alive.
Oh, God.
He is with Elvis. They're awesome.
Tupac has released more posthumous albums than the Beatles released actual albums.
Well, that's not saying a whole lot, but
I mean, you know,
Jennifer, I'm just gonna say this: that's the sequel to Bubba Hotep I want.
Yes.
I want Black JFK, Elvis Presley.
If you guys
and
have
Tupac
never seen
Secure.
Bubba Hotep, watch Bubba Hotep.
Bubba Hotep is awesome.
It's so good. Sorry, right, I'm going with Tupac. Go with Tupac.
Is that
going off the rails? Let's do it.
We're going off the rails. We're going with Tupac.
Yeah.
Well, your 50-50 option would have been Notorious B.I.G. or Tupac.
Oh, I'm so glad. Because I don't know how to choose out of those two.
The correct answer is Tupac Shakur. Nicely done.
Nice.
Michael, what singer released the song Loser in 1993? And sing it, please. Someone give him a beat.
In the time of chimpanzees, I was a monkey. You chain in my brain, then the mouth to cut the junkie with the plastic eyeballs. Spray paint the vegetables. Blah, 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 blah. Beck. Beck.
It is definitely Beck. Nicely done. Jeff and Marissa.
Mother son of a stitch. I'm going to kick your ass, man.
How'd you know I was an ass man?
I didn't know. Start calling her Jarissa just to fuck with her.
Jeff and Jennifer, what band released a song Around the World in 1997?
It's Daft Punk.
It's Daft Punk, obviously.
It is Daft Punk. Nicely done.
I'm sitting here going, when did that Red Hot Chili Pepper song come out? And you guys are pulling the correct answer.
I know some things, Mike.
You do. Props.
Here's your question. Third Eye Blind song Semi-Charmed Life was written in, as a response to what Lou Reed song?
Oh, fuck.
I'm good. Thank you, though.
Oh, shit.
Careful one, Chris.
All right. I want to be completely clear. This is a Lou Reed song, not a Velvet Underground song. Fuck it. Perfect Day.
And that is incorrect. Incorrect.
If the answer is Heroin, then it's not a Lou Reed song. It's a Velvet Underground song.
The correct answer is Take a Walk on the Wild Side.
Oh, shit. I didn't even think about that. Okay. Fair enough.
I'm glad that wasn't my question.
Yeah.
Your scores. Mike has 39 points. Jeff and Jennifer have 42.
Are we just playing this till we die, or what round are we on?
There are nine questions left.
Okay. Nine questions left.
You're playing till you die, yeah.
Yeah.
With nine questions left, we are up to Jeff and Jennifer. What rapper released the song I Believe I Can Fly in 1998?
R. Kelly.
Also, not really a rapper, is he?
No, not really. He's not R&B.
Yeah,
but it's R. Kelly.
I'm gonna say like that the writer of this, whatever this game, whoever wrote this game is like R&B rap. Oh yeah, that's the same thing.
Yeah.
Like
oh, yeah. They both start with R. It's fine.
Right, exactly.
The Rapist and the Racist is good job. All right.
Right. There you go, exactly.
Mike.
I'm looking at the chat now, sorry. I'm responding to the chat.
I need you to look at me, Mike. Mike.
Oh, God.
Oh, no.
Fuck you. Oh. I already fuck you.
Mike?
I'm missing out on everything not being able to see you guys. This Mike, is unfair.
How old was Britney Spears when she released her debut single?
Oh, yes.
Same age as me, which was, I believe, 17.
3 points.
When you were whacking off in the back of your glass. Jesus.
Jesus was not there.
No. Are you sure? He took the wheel.
Hey, according to Sarah Silverman, Jesus is magic, so you never know.
Okay. Jeff and Jennifer. What band released the albums Blood Sugar Sex Magic and Californication?
Hey, thanks, Mike.
Red Hot Chili Peppers.
Yes. Yes. Michael, the band Catatonia released a single in 1998 that referenced what TV show?
All right.
Now it's your turn to complain about the questions.
I just want to be clear. They got a Blood Sugar Sex Magic question.
As if that wasn't a good enough hint, they got Californication as well.
What is Catatonia? I mean, are they even moving?
No, they're catatonic, obviously.
Yeah, doesn't sound like it.
Exactly. All right, can you repeat, please?
The band Catatonia, that's Catatonia, released a single in 1998 that referenced what television show?
All right. Let's see. What television show featured people that did not move?
In 1998.
In 1998. Yeah, I'm gonna take the multiple choice on this.
Your multiple choice, is it The X-Files, Stargate SG-1, Millennium, or Buffy the Vampire Slayer?
So one of those is a show that I've never heard of. Oh, no, never mind. I remember that show.
What?
I actually remember all four of those. But which is not to say that that helps at all, so I'll take the 50-50.
Is it The X-Files or Millennium? I want to point out, Mike is 0 for 3 right now on the 50-50s.
Ooh, not a good batting average.
It was 98?
Yes.
Then I'm going to say Millennium.
Oh, 0 for 4? It's the X-Files.
Ah, oh, no.
Even I knew that.
Yeah, I didn't, so that's cool.
We are down to our final four questions.
You guys are up by too much for me to catch up.
Oh, no.
Jeff and Jennifer, here is your question. What singer did Nirvana knock off the top of the album charts in 1992? And Mike just died.
92 singer.
see, in 92, I was in sixth grade. It was a year before Cobain. I have no idea. I didn't remember music. I had a Jerry curl at that point. That's all I remember from that point in my life.
Oh, I need pictures of that.
I'm sure my friends have them.
Wait.
Your friends?
Jerry curl?
I had a Jerry curl. And I had friends that I'm still friends with. It's amazing.
92, singer. Could it be Michael Jackson?
It could have been Michael Jackson. I mean, he was still big at that point.
I'm just, I don't know any other singers. I mean, I know other bands in that area. Or that
Whitney
time.
Houston. Adrian says Whitney Houston.
I don't trust her, Adrian.
Hey, hey, Adrian got us through that last one.
Yeah, she knew shut your mouth. She knows
I like it. I like Adrian.
Well,
hey, that's... it's Whitney. It's Whitney.
It's Whitney, bitch.
Whitney, bitch.
Leave Whitney alone!
I mean, that's as good a guess as any. Okay.
You feel good with that one?
I mean, Whitney was really popular at that point, so it would make
My
sense.
My dad was a big fan. Probably in seventh grade, for all I know. Let's go with it.
Let's go with it, Whitney.
That is incorrect.
Oh, Adrian! It was Michael Jackson,
wasn't
it? It
was Michael Jackson.
God damn it, Adrian. I'm never going to trust you again. You're my blacklist.
All right. Adrian's now helping Mike, because Mike might need help with this question. Mike.
I apologize for that reaction. I was just so stoked that I actually had a chance.
I mean, frankly, I enjoyed that reaction. There was a lot of crotch shot, so.
Yeah. Whoa, yeah. I'm so glad I can't see anything right now. So glad I can't see anything.
I am too, more from
honestly, quite frankly, those two reactions are identical. So.
Yeah.
Mike, here is your question. What was the name of Christina Aguilera's debut single?
Oh, shit. I'm pretty sure her first single was Genie in a Bottle.
Is that a final guess?
No Guts, No Glory, yes.
That is correct. Your scores going into the final question. 48 to 45, a 3-point lead. For Jeff and Jennifer.
Oh, okay.
We have to get this one because it could end up in a tie, so we have to get something.
Yeah, and I don't have a tiebreaker built in, so we'll have to figure that out. Jeff and Jennifer, here is your question. 28,000 people went to Spike Island on the Mersey Estuary in May of 1990 to see what band?
Dude, I was still in Wisconsin. I don't remember any of that stuff.
I think you're still in Wisconsin. We can hear it in you.
Listen, okay. I don't know. I was not in tune to music when I was 8 years old.
Yeah, I was too. So, let's go for 50-50.
Going right to 50-50.
Wait, what?
No, let's go multiple choice so she can
multiple
hear
choice at least.
Your multiple choice options are Happy Mondays, Oasis, Primal Scream, or The Stone Roses.
I've heard of one of those.
What was the question again?
28,000 people went to Spike Island on the Mersey Estuary in May of 1990 to see what band?
Okay.
I mean, I kind of want to say Oasis, but Oasis wasn't that popular for another... I thought they were more popular a couple of years from them.
Yeah, I didn't think they were that popular in the early 90s, or that early of 90s.
Yeah, it was like 95, 96 that Wonderwall was really popular.
Mm-hmm.
Ish. 94, 95, something like that.
I thought it was really popular in like 2003 when I played it all the time.
Yeah? We may have to 50-50 that.
Can I have all the names again?
The names are Happy Mondays, Oasis, Primal Scream, or The Stone Roses.
Right now I think it's up between the Happy Whatevers and Stone Whatevers.
Yeah, I don't...
But let's try 50-50.
Yeah.
You're 50-50. Is it Oasis or The Stone Roses?
Stone Roses.
Oh. Yeah, let's go Stone Roses.
Oh, Mike, they just locked you out, my friend.
Yes, they did, but I want to be adored nonetheless.
Mike, to make it abundantly clear here, you would have tied it up, because here was your question.
Oh.
What group released the song I Want It That Way in 1999?
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, nice.
You know, I'm really upset that there's, like, no NSYNC in here. Really upset.
Honestly? All right. First of all, NSYNC didn't become big till 2000 anyway, so it's legitimate that they're not in the 1990s.
I saw them in concert in 99.
Yeah, but they weren't a thing.
They were a thing. It was a huge theater. Yeah, or the whole stadium.
It was a really big shopping mall, Mike. It was a really big shopping mall.
I mean, I'll believe you, but I mean, that's clearly the Backstreet Boys. I'm going to say NSYNC just to allow them to have a decent little gap in their victory.
Oh, whatever.
There was no gap in this game at all.
We're winning regardless. I mean, it's done.
And Mike, you are a gracious loser.
No, I'm not.
No, you're not.
you wouldn't even answer the question right.
But I do want to point out that, Mike, I think this is 3 losses in a row for you.
Yes. But this one is not to you.
That's true.
And so I take that.
Your previous 2 were to me.
Or to quote Pearl Jam, who I'm pretty sure didn't somehow fucking come up in the entirety of the 90s music trivia.
That's a good one.
This is not for you.
Yeah, I couldn't believe they weren't in here.
We talked about the fucking Stone Roses, whose album came out in 1989.
Barely mentioned
Nirvana. Are you on the Googles?
The Stone Roses did have a second album that came out in the 90s, but their big album was 89. The one with I Want to Be Adored and all that.
Anyway. Oh, my God.
I am not a gracious loser at all. I apologize. No, you guys, actually, no. In all honesty, no. That was a great game.
That was fun. It was.
That was a lot of fun. I enjoyed it. It's funny. I love seeing these weird things. I'm like, I grew up in the 90s. How do I know fuck all about so much shit?
I will say, though, this is my second time on the show, and it's my second win, so.
Over Mike. Your second win over Mike.
Ooh. That's right.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's true.
Although I am the wiener.
For all of our listeners out there, that will spoil a future episode, but who cares?
Oh, shit. I'm sorry.
Oh, shit. That hasn't aired yet. Oh, shit. That's right.
No. Yeah. I was going to edit it for this weekend, but I'm not going to. I'll delay it by a few weeks. So
no, there was not an LFO question, Greg.
No LFO.
Which isn't to say that the vintage on the block did not have a bunch of hits and Chinese food does not make me sick.
Ooh, Chinese food. More food we can't get right now.
Yeah, I tried to get some and it was closed.
P.F. Chang's is open if you count that as Chinese food.
I don't.
No, genuine question because I get screwed up. LFO was 90s?
I don't think so.
It might have been 90. It might have been late 90s, like literally like November 99, are we going to get hit with the Y2K shit? It might have been about that. Again, I'm basing this entirely on my gay roommate. So.
Looks like they were formed in 95.
Okay.
Oh, all right.
I think New Kids on the Block were still having a bunch of hits back then.
You know, and here's the perverse thing. And I'm going to just fucking throw all my cards on the table because whatever. If you had asked me a bunch of New Kids on the Block questions, I could have actually answered them because legitimately I owned both the Hangin' Tough and Step by Step album.
Step by Step.
On cassette.
Ooh, baby.
I can literally tell you, step one was We Can Have Lots of Fun. Step two was It's Just Me and You. Step three is It's Just You and Me. Something like that. I don't know.
We're going to take off, everybody. Be safe. Wash your damn hands. Stay inside. If you do have to go outside, find a local brewery, go grab a 6-pack, then order some takeout from a local restaurant, keep local businesses up and running. I myself went to Anclote because, you know, they're awesome, and got me and Leah some gourmet grilled cheese sandwiches. We actually got to take the baby out on the Sponge Docks because there was nobody out there. It was beautiful. So we walked the Sponge Docks, got some gourmet grilled cheese, got myself a Rent-A-Growler, which they are doing. Rental growlers.
They're doing. Yeah, I heard about that.
I actually should have brought it over here. I didn't think about that because the beer's almost gone. I'll be up there this week to get a refill, Kelly and Bill. But it's just support your local restaurants. Go out, get something to go. Don't get out of the car. Obviously, hand sanitizer everywhere. Wash your hands, whatever you need to do. But stay safe. When this mess is over, we will still be here. We will still have new episodes coming out. For the Pub Trivia Experience, everybody, I have been Chris.
I'm Jeff.
And I'm Mike.
Bye.
Real quick, Mike, you pointed the wrong way.
Yeah.
That's nope. No, the
for
other
me,
way.
For me, it looks like the right way.
It's not. It's there you go.
But for me, it looks like the right way. God damn it.
Have a great week, everyone. They go together like bum ba da bum 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 together forever like shoo bop shpana.
You don't even know the words. Stop. Just shh.
All right, all right. I'm no longer going to defend Chris ever again.
Yeah, no, I don't know how that's defendable.
He has failed at life.
Greece is amazing. It's also the word, so just keep that in mind.
I mean, that's true. I mean, he does have a real pussy wagon.
Chixel cream.
I was singing that song to Paige earlier, and I had to edit all the bad words out of it while I sang to my newborn.
Yeah, because she's really going to pick those up.
Chris is
broken. Yeah, no, it doesn't. You don't have to worry for the first year.
That's true.
At least.
Yeah, you got a good year and a half.
Is Abby swearing yet?
That? Is Abby swearing? No, because we started watching our mouths around the first year.
Thank you, Adrian. Yes, baby's tired. Chris is tired. Keyword there, tired.
Chris is a schmuck.
What the?
Did I say that out loud? Did I use my outside voice?
Oops, you were not muted that time.
My bad!
If he quits hosting, does that mean we win since we're ahead?
Totally.
I'm not going to quit hosting. I just need to rearrange these cards here real quick. Hold on.
He's thinking about it.
Easy hard. Easy hard.
Okay.
That's about right.